Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Charles reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive to right field. Robinson throws towards Hansen. Hansen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Robinson throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Tartabull trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Seghi moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Seghi scores. Tartabull moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Lau moves to third. Charles moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lau. The slide. Martin applies the tag. Lau is out. Two outs. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seguí strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to home to get Martin. Hershberger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Segui strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to third. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Charles reaches second base with a double. Maxwell throws the ball into Ward, who tags Charles trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Seaburn scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Al Weiss pinch runs for Nellie Fox. John Wyatt now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai strikes out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simulai moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simulai scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.